So how has Sabres GM Kevin Adams done so far this offseason? Find out coming up. With the NHL draft now behind us, as well as the first day of NHL free agency, you have to ask yourself the question, have the Buffalo Sabres gotten any better? And the short answer is, on paper, yeah, they have. They have been able to keep all their forwards in what was an incredibly high-powered offense last season, ranking them third in the entire NHL in goals for, while also being able to seemingly strengthen their defense by bringing in a couple of defensemen in free agency. Let's first start with the draft and then Buffalo Sabres drafting forward Zach Benson. He appears to be an absolute steal at number 13, as many had him ranked as high as the fifth best prospect in this entire NHL draft, including the Hockey Writers, FC Hockey, TSN, and Elite Prospects, along with Dober Prospects, all had him finishing in the top five in terms of being ranking in this NHL draft, and the Sabres were able to nab him at number 13. He finished second overall in terms of points in the WHL, behind only the number one pick in this entire NHL draft, Connor Bedard. For this pick alone, I grade this an A. Now we go on to some of the free agent signings. And for the first signing, we talk about the Sabres not necessarily bringing in a new face, but re-signing somebody that they picked up last year, and that is forward Tyson Jost. A waiver claim last season, as I stated, from Minnesota, Jost enjoyed what was likely one of his best seasons of his entire career, scoring 22 points in 59 games, and he seems to have found his place in the NHL as a solid depth scorer, and again seems to have found a very good spot as a bottom six scoring forward for this young and talented Buffalo Sabres team. He is somebody that I was hoping that they would re-sign, as they were as he was able to, what seemingly elevated the play of a Casey Mittelstadt in this past season. He was a very, very good addition for the Buffalo Sabres, and I am very happy that they were able to get him re-signed for a modest contract going into this next season. For this move, I graded the Buffalo Sabres with a solid B+. Before we go any further, remember, guys, if you like watching any of this content, to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. Of course, I talk Bills, Sabres, and the University at Buffalo men's basketball and football teams right here on this page. Also, remember to check out some cool merch. The links will be in the description below. Now we move on to the key additions that the Buffalo Sabres added in free agency, and that was defensively. Now, as I stated many times in many videos, it was no secret that defensively, there was no question that Buffalo needed to do something to bolster them heading into this next season. So Adams went out and he signed two D-men. Now, if you watched last video, you know neither or none of the D-men that I picked, the Buffalo Sabres signed. Instead, they went with first being veteran defenseman Eric Johnson, the 6'4", 225-pound, 35-year-old D-man was brought in to help stabilize this very young Sabres defensive core and also provide some veteran leadership on the back end. He is also a former number one overall pick, so he can help in terms of being able to guide guys like Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power as far as, you know, what to kind of settle themselves into moving forward and carving out their own destiny as a number one overall pick for the Buffalo Sabres. Now, though on the older side, he still averaged over 17 minutes a game and had 102 block shots and 121 hits in just 63 games last season. Johnson, in my opinion, will likely slot in on that third pair and also be an asset on the penalty kill. I grade this move a B minus, mostly because of his age going into this season. The Buffalo Sabres are a very young team, and I just don't know if he'll be able to have the stamina or the, well, more or less the stamina to kind of last out through an entire season with this young Buffalo Sabres team. The second defenseman that the Buffalo Sabres signed, which I don't think was on anybody's radar, was 28-year-old Connor Clifton. And Clifton showed that he had some offensive ability last season as the Boston Bruins just absolutely destroyed most everybody until they got to the playoffs. Clifton had 23 points. However, much like Johnson, Clifton was brought in to shore things up on the defensive end and also add some physicality and grit to the back end, something that the Buffalo Sabres sorely, sorely lacked last season. They tried to address it bringing in Stillman and bringing in Greenway. Those didn't really work out the way that they had hoped that they would probably work out. I still like both of those guys, and hopefully there is a place somewhere on this team for both of those guys. However, they brought in Connor Clifton to be the physical presence that he was in Boston. I believe he led the Boston Bruins in hits. He would have led the Buffalo Sabres in hits by a wide, wide margin, over 100 more hits than the closest Buffalo Sabre, which was Matthias Samuelsson last season. Overall, I really like this move. I don't think it is a home run move. However, it is a very solid move, again, for the Buffalo Sabres, and I would grade this one a B. Overall, if you add everything up and then divide it, of course, this comes out to a very solid grade for general manager Kevin Adams of a B+, which again is a very, very strong grade. The Sabres did not seem to hit an absolute home run. However, they definitely improved their team this offseason, and that gives Buffalo Sabres fans hope that this next season they can finally take that next step and end the longest playoff drought in NHL history. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section below. I appreciate all you guys for watching, and as always, have a fantastic week.